Welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And today we are watching a classic. We're deciding on what movie to watch, and I can't believe we had never done this one, like, ever.
Ever.
Or even brought it up. And I was looking at films, and I was looking at all the decades and years that we've done, and I figured it was time for another old 1900s film. So we're going to do Frankenstein, 1931. Woo! All right.
All right.
Is it too loud for you? Is it good?
It's good to me.
Okay. So let me tell you about this film. I found a lot of good stuff, a lot of trivia, and yeah, here we go.
Let's go.
Director is James Whale. The writer is Mary Shelley, and she's an English novelist. She was a short story writer. She also edited and promoted the works of her husband, Percy. And I'm going to let Terry talk about Miss Mary Shelley, because she tells it so well and so much better than I can, that I didn't want to slaughter it. So when Terry got here, I was like, hey, do you mind talking about Mary Shelley and how she did this novel? Because I don't want to fuck it up. And she's like, sure. And she's like, because I'm so excited about it. I was like, of course.
Because I totally geek out about it, because if anybody brings up, did you know? And then I just go off and like, obviously people don't care, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway.
And it's about a novel, so of course I'm going to go to Terry when it comes to books, because of course she has excellent taste in books. So tell us about Miss Shelley, Terry.
Mary Shelley wrote this when she was 18.
Amazing.
First published when she was 21.
Mm-hmm.
She was well known already for being married to her husband, Percy Shelley. He was a poet and shit. And...
don't forget the and shit.
And the shit is the important part. They had like this crazy relationship. I think he was with her stepsister for a while. He left her for Mary Shelley.
Whoa.
She had a girlfriend on the side who was married to somebody
else.
She believed in free love.
I mean, did not know any of this. This is insane.
Her life
tell
is
me
amazing.
More about her, because I want to be her friend.
Her life was amazing. And they would spend summers with like Lord Byron and all these other like writers and
stuff.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
They went to spend the summer with Lord Byron. And so it was her and her husband, Lord Byron, and her girlfriend. I don't think they were girlfriends anymore, but Claire or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, they're just spending the summer together out on the lake, talking and stuff. So they do this thing where they decide at night, each one of them is going to come up with a ghost story.
Love it already.
And, I mean, they're all writers, so they're like, shit, yeah. But every time they would ask her, do you have a story yet? She would say no, and she was, like, super embarrassed that she couldn't come up with a ghost story. Until finally she was just like, I don't know, what about a reanimated corpse?
Yeah.
And they were like, tell me more.
That, yeah, yeah.
And so her husband encouraged her to keep writing, to, like, flesh it out instead of just, like, here's this thing I just came up with on the fly.
Yeah.
So he encouraged her to write it out, and she's known as the first... female author of a horror novel. Some people have called this the first horror novel, but I know for a fact she's the first female author of a horror novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it is controversial because some people don't consider this horror.
Yeah.
They consider it like science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about, it's science fiction, but it's science fiction horror, because there is a difference. There is science fiction, like, it's aliens.
And it's about a corpse.
Yeah. And this is like, it's science fiction, but it's science fiction horror. She deserves all the praise for this shit.
Yes, good for her. Thank you, Miss Terry.
You're welcome.
And that's Mary Shelley's story. All right, so the cast is Colin Clive as Henry Frankenstein, Mae Clark as Elizabeth, John Rolls as Victor Moritz, Boris Karloff as the monster, Edward Van Sloan as Dr. Waldman, Frederick Kerr as Baron Frankenstein, Dwight Frye as Fritz, Lionel Belmore as the Burgomaster, and Marilyn Harris as Little Maria. So in 1930, Universal Studios had lost $2.2 million in revenues. I hit the mic.
She got so excited.
I got really excited. Then they released Dracula, which sold 50,000 tickets and accumulated $700,000.
Nice.
As a result of this, the head of the production, Carl Laemmle Jr., I want to see.
Sure.
Announced immediate plans for more horror movies to be released through Universal.
Good.
And I said, yes.
It's a nice call. Good job. Yep.
So Bela Lugosi was set to play the monster in Frankenstein, but after several failed makeup tests, the Dracula actor left the project. So other rumors were he wanted to be the Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And would throw these fits and was just very demanding. And so there's rumors that he didn't quit. He was let go. 10 years later, he did come back and play the monster in Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. All right. Where did I leave off? yeah. Kenneth Strickfaden designed the electrical effects that were used during the creation scene. He used one of Tesla's coils, built by Nikola Tesla. If you don't know who that is, you need to go and read about Nikola Tesla.
Nice.
He also played Karloff's double during the creation scene because Karloff was scared and thought he would either be electrocuted or burned. Even though he was covered in stuff, his stomach was still exposed and he was still scared that he might get hurt or injured. So anytime you see that effect in a movie, people refer to it as a Strickfaden after Kenneth Strickfaden.
Nice.
Yeah, right? Also with that, the film opened at the Mayfair Theater and grossed $53,000 in 1 week.
Jesus. Yeah. 1930?
Yes. So the budget was $262,000. Over the years, it's made over $12 million. Rotten Tomatoes has not rated it. So
really?
Yes.
They rated the Golem.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. This isn't right. And I went through all these things. It just said not rated yet. Has not been reviewed for a rating.
Interesting.
Yeah. The scene where Little Maria was cut out due to controversy, and the line where Victor says, "Henry, in the name of God," and Henry replies, "In the name of God, now I know what it feels like to be God," got cut out because it was just controversial to be compared to God or compare yourself to God. Back then, that was like, no, you can't do that.
Interesting.
In 1980, the scenes were discovered in the National British Archives and reinstated to the film. The film was actually reinstated back to its original film. A lot of stuff got cut. It was, I think, in Kentucky, they banned the movie. Like, it was just banned in a lot of places. The movie was banned in Ireland for being demoralizing and unsuitable for children. It wasn't introduced again into the country until 1965.
Wow. That's a long time.
There are 8 Frankenstein sequels. Bride of Frankenstein, 1935. Son of Frankenstein, 1939. The Ghost of Frankenstein, 1942. Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, 1943. House of Frankenstein, 1944. House of Dracula, 1945. And that one has all three monsters. It has Dracula, Wolfman, and Frankenstein. Farcical, Abbott, and Costello Meet Frankenstein, 1948. And so many other adaptations of the movie have been done. Like, there are tons of Frankenstein
sort of recent
movies and spinoffs. The character comes out on so many things. He's like the epitome of Halloween, or any, you think of a monster, that's your go-to is Frankenstein. The monster makeup was done by Jack P. Pierce. He applied a grayish-green grease paint on the skin, which in black and white film makes the skin look a deathly pale gray. His makeup is also under copyright to Universal until the year 2026. And that is what I got on Frankenstein.
Nice job.
I do have other trivia in regards to the movie, and I will tell you throughout the film. What are we watching? Oh, we're watching this on Prime, Amazon.
We rented it on Amazon. You could also watch it on YouTube. It's the same price. Just make sure you're doing the 1931. If you just type in Frankenstein, there are like 3.
There are so many
newer ones that come up before this. So make sure you're doing the 1931 version so you can watch the same movie with us. There's really no telling how our commentary would match up with one of the different ones.
Oh, that would be awesome, though, to like have somebody. They would look so confused. And you can also make your horror movie suggestions to us. You can email us at drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can message us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Slasher, There are so many platforms out there that you can Google us on, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary, and either write a review or send us your choice of horror movies. We've gotten a few on Instagram. One of them is about cannibals, and I want you to see it before we go through it. Like, it looks fucking freaky as shit, and it was from one of our followers, and I want to check it out. But, just email us any of your horror movie suggestions.
Yes. Oh, and we are now on Amazon because they do podcasts now. So you can listen to us on Amazon. You can listen to us through your Alexa if you have that. So if you have that and it's easier for you,
do it. Alexa, play Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary, and then listen to a bunch of giggles.
Just giggles and slurring and random information.
All right. And also, guys, I don't know how many times they're going to say Frankenstein on this film, so we suggest you drink moderately, pace yourself, know your limits. We definitely do pace ourselves and try to not get as sloppy drunk towards the end, because we still have to tell you how we feel about the movie, which usually just turns into I like that.
That is very accurate. Yes.
Thanks. So, I have my beer. Terry has her whiskey and Coke. We've got our shots ready and poured. She's got her lefts. I got my rights, our picklebacks. You ready to do this?
I am ready.
I'm so fucking ready to do Frankenstein. I am so ready for Halloween. So, I feel like this is just getting it kickstarted for us.
Yes. So, yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Woo. Let's do it. Pressing play. Now.
No commercials. No commercials. I think it was during Rotten Tomatoes that we got a commercial. One of them. And I was listening to it and I start cracking up because we're like, fuck. It was an ad. We're like, and now.
Pam went and bought some Halloween decorations. So we've got creepy candles and lights and stuff. So
yeah,
such nice ambiance in here.
And I got us a new ice chest. We got rid of the poop bucket. Cheers to Frankenstein. Cheers.
Hello?
Yes, the first one's always the hard one. Feel it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. We're about to unfold the story of Frankenstein. You want some pickle juice?
Nope. He sought to create a man after his
own image, without reckoning upon God. I love that all the films from the 1930s start off with a guy coming out of a curtain and saying a whole, like, introduction to it.
Like you're at the theater.
It's so cool. Theater. Yeah. They should still do that. I would be an introducer like that. Get ready to shit your pants. Now is your chance to
well, reform you. He's kind of creepy. Good job.
Really? Yes, I went and bought some lights, some Halloween lights, candles. Terry walked in and was like, what are we doing, a fucking seance? And I turned off the light right now. I'm setting the mood because I'm ready.
Ah, see, from the novel by Mrs. Percy B. Shelley. Fuck them.
Yeah. That was another thing that I found in a lot of stuff that I was going through. Everything she was referred to as Mrs. B. Percy B. Shelley. And I was like, fuck that. I'm writing her name. Give her the fucking credit. She wrote it.
I mean, she was known. She helped her husband a lot, and she helped promote his stuff. And
she edited his stuff. She like, come on. She
his was... career so much. So she was known for that. But she's also known for her own stuff. And it was published back in the 1800s. So it's not like she just published it, and they're like, let's just call her by her husband's name.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It took me the longest time to stop getting angry at people who would call the monster Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Because
I did that the other day to my daughter.
People give you weird looks and they don't want to talk to you
anymore. They don't. That's they think you're being snobbish.
Right.
My daughter was like, look, Mom, Frankenstein. I was like, no. The monster is not called Frankenstein. The doctor is. She was like, oh, okay.
That's Frankenstein's monster.
Down, you fool. So Fritz, in all of the earlier films, Fritz was the Igor per se, but yeah. They did not start referring to him as Igor later on. He was always just referred to as Fritz. Do you need help?
I got it.
It's in the middle there.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to zip it back. Oh. You just undid all my work.
I'm sorry. We got a new ice chest in here. It's got zippers.
I was struggling with the zippers, and I finally got it done. And she's like, no, let me show you how to open it. That's why
she passes out with all her clothes on. So this scene, they put a microphone in the casket to get the sound of the dirt hitting it.
Oh, nice. So they didn't have to, like, come up with what can we use that sounds like dirt? Yeah, to make it
sound like dirt.
Let's just use the dirt, guys.
Dirt.
Can we just do dirt? That's probably the most realistic.
This guy looks like a old retired little rascal.
For a second, I thought he had pockets on the back of his vest. It's like,
they're really? Patches.
He's got pockets. What's he putting back there?
So they interviewed Marie, the little girl, and she said that Karloff was the most nicest person ever to her.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Like, I like hearing that because, I mean, he's so well known, mostly for being, like, some kind of scary thing. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that he wasn't just, like, a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and she also said Colin Clive was really great to work with. He was very compassionate towards her and very, like, you know, treated her like a kid. He was very, yeah, like, gentle with her.
This is the creepiest cemetery I've
seriously
ever seen.
Seriously, look at that skeleton with the hood over it and the, like, yeah. I was just looking at it, like, I want that on my gravestone.
I know I said I wanted to be cremated, but now that I've seen this.
Just put a robe on me and a shovel in my hands and let me rot standing above my grave.
I want to be
or a sword,
a cemetery or decoration. A dude, have you seen this house over by the gas station? They have
the
motorcycle with the coffin. The coffin, yes. As the sidecar. I did a double take, and I thought I was going to crash into the car in front of me when I saw it. I was like, that's so weird.
And it's
like
a little tiny, like, street-legal motorcycle. I showed it to my daughter. I was like, oh, you want that one? And she goes, why do they have a coffin? That's weird. And I was like, that is weird.
Yeah, I had to double check when I went back by. I was, like, looking for it. I'm like, nope, that is a coffin.
They have it out there all the time. I think they're trying to sell it.
It was very...
I'm wondering if it works. I've told my husband about it. I'm like, dude, we should go check this thing out and buy it. Get rid of the coffin and give it to our daughter.
Just have someone sit in the coffin.
No, your kid and my kid driving down the street in a little pink motorcycle with one of them sitting in a coffin.
Yes. I can guarantee my daughter will be the one in the coffin.
I was about to say, your daughter is going to be like, shotgun coffin, because she would love that.
Brain. Ugh. Medical college.
Ah, yes.
I think there was a, like, a serial killer or something that used to go and get corpses from
the college,
like medical colleges and stuff, like 100 years ago or something. I think I heard about it on My Favorite Murder.
Crazy, probably.
I was like, this is insane.
I'm that so is into insane. Like, what would he do with them? Never mind, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross. Oh, interesting.
scarcity of convolutions on the frontal lobe.
Yes.
As compared to that of the normal brain.
I see.
And the distinct degeneration of the middle frontal lobe. All of these
Frankenstein's at the back going, that's the brain I want.
Right. We'll take two of those.
Was one of brutality, of violence, and murder.
Mm.
These jars will remain here for your further inspection. Thank you, gentlemen. The class is dismissed.
That was a quick lesson. I love those jars.
I always wanted to get one of those for like flour and sugar in my
And for cookies and stuff.
And my extra brains that I have laying around.
Yeah, gotta have them for those extra brains.
Is there?
Sometimes you could put your your fetal baby in there that wasn't, you know, born completely. You can put it in a jar.
Or one that you took
next to your spices or the pickles.
Or like
on the counter.
Like an alien.
Or a hand.
Or a hand.
A hand.
All the trophies from your victims.
Heads, their skinned faces.
Jars are so great.
The options. There are so many. Take your pick. Oh, he's going to get the criminal brain?
Oh, no. What's in the skeleton's mouth?
I don't know. Like a glove. Normal brain. I'm glad they labeled it.
He's going to drink it.
It looked like he was going to
take a drink.
First, it looked like he was just going to grab it. Oh, shit.
Oh, now he's got to take the criminal
brain. Just fucking
Who sent that dude?
Out... The abnormal brain and throw in the normal brain in that one.
Nope, it's already ruined.
Got dirt on it. It's 5 second rule didn't apply here. It's been down for 10.
He took too long.
He did. I'm digging this shadows on the wall in that whole thing class.
That is a haunted college if I ever saw one.
I keep candles next to him. Look at him. He is handsome. Hi, handsome. Look how tall their ceiling is.
Sounds like
Holy
Jesus.
Shit.
Yes. The first word in four months.
That's the size of my living room and bedroom in one.
And my whole house. I like that dress.
It is very pretty.
I bet those sleeves get on my nerves.
You think so? From constantly.
Turn, I'd be scratching.
It would feel like something's always on you, like climbing or crawling on your skin. I'm digging her earrings.
Like the winds howl in the mountains. Mm. There's no one here. Prying eyes can't peer into my secret. What can it mean?
What does it say then?
I am living in an abandoned old watchtower close to the town of Goldstadt. Only my assistant is here to help me with my experiments.
I see.
Oh, it comes experiments.
I'm digging his little mustache.
The very day we announced our engagement, he told me of his experiments.
And then I broke up with him because I am sane.
And he is obviously nuts. So there's a 20-minute test reel out somewhere starring Bela Lugosi as the monster. It was directed by Robert Flory and was filmed on the Dracula sets. The footage has not been seen since 1931.
Oh, I bet that's good.
It was also considered lost for a while.
His manner was very strange.
What can we do? Oh, we should be ill.
Now, don't worry. I wrote to Dr. Bartman, Henry's old professor in medical school. Perhaps he can tell me more about all this.
What do you idea?
Oh, and you don't do weird science experiments that make you question your sanity.
He seems very charming, like his eyebrows and everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I like the back of the dress.
Nice.
And he shakes her hand. He doesn't, like, full-on try to jump on her.
Yeah, but he's still holding it.
Let me see her ankle before I leave. Stop it. You already touched my wrist.
I changed my mind.
So hot for you.
I'm coming with you.
Ha! She's doing it. I'm going for it. Give me those candles and slaps the maid and takes off.
Frankenstein is the most brilliant young man.
Is he? It's me. It's me, Terry. I'm shaking.
Oh, I was debating taking a shot because he said Frankenstein.
Oh. I started shaking my leg and I moved the table. And that's what I thought you were looking over because you looked really quickly like, what the fuck?
No, I was like, should we take a shot? And you're like, it's me. Like,
it's me. It's me. So you can see some light. Little baby shots.
Yes, his work. Look at all those skulls on the back. That's awesome.
I know. I tried to find us a skull, and all of them had Dia de los Muertos painted on them. I want just a fucking regular skull, please, with a hole in it. Is that too much to ask for? He wished us to supply him with other bodies, and we were not to be too particular as to where or how we got. Holy shnikes. We're two in, and we're only like a few minutes into the movie. 13 we're not even 15 minutes in. The bodies of animals. Well, what are the lives of a few rabbits and dogs? We're taking little bitty shots. Frankenstein was interested only in human life. First to destroy it, then recreate it. There you have his mad. So
what is this accent?
I don't know.
I like it.
It's kind of like, can we go to him? Proper English. So, according to TLC Network program, The Hunt for Amazing Treasures is a unique six-sheet poster for this film showing Boris Karloff as the monster menacing Mae Clark is worth at least $600,000. Right now, the original is owned by a private collector. So, if you have that poster...
Congratulations.
Yes, and give fucking Antiques Roadshow a call. Because that's a good chunk of change.
That's a lot.
To be hanging on your wall. He built a robot?
He's like, Fritz kind of sucks. He dropped that brain. I'm going to get a robot assistant. Yes. Its only job is to hold brains.
Fritz! Dude, you need a new assistant. Fritz already fucked up your project. And you haven't even gotten it started off the ground yet.
That's how I stir my coffee.
Is it? Vigorously.
I have a super long spoon.
And you can hear the clicketing clanking.
Just go click, 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 click.
Dude, I can hear my husband in the mornings when he's stirring his coffee. It's like he makes sure it hits. He likes the sound of it. I like to stir it where it does a shh, you know, and he's just like clink, 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 clink. I'm like, damn, dude, what are you breaking glass in there?
You're going to trust him with electrodes?
Couldn't, I know, right? He dropped a jar. The storm will be magnificent. All the electrical secrets of heaven. And this time we're ready. Electrical secrets of heaven. It's kind of nice.
I like that.
What is it?
His hand. Oh, no.
Ew.
Oh, so I guess, like, the guy's hand was cut off?
Yeah, like he just pieced together a bunch of bodies.
Ah.
Yeah, the wrong one, Fritz. You know, the one you dropped?
Jesus.
With my own hands. Let's have one final test. Throw the switches.
I always get weirdly,
I'm going to say that every time we get home. Somebody go, throw the switches.
I get weirdly annoyed with people who do a dramatic, they say the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
Okay.
I know somebody who does that. And
is
like,
it me? Do I?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No.
Do I know them? No. Yes, maybe.
Not personally.
Okay. So it's somebody you talk about to me frequently, but not personally.
Got it.
I was just going to say that, but my mind was like, no, it's got to be somebody from her job.
No, well, no.
No. No.
It's just like, we'll be having a regular conversation, and they'll just be like, and that's just how it is. It's just how it is. Like, what are you doing?
It's the dramatic right? effect.
This is not a movie.
It's like the long pause before the punchline.
Right? And the punchline is this whole conversation. Stop repeating yourself.
And then you know what happened? He went to the bathroom. That's it. Look at this door. I need those walls. Look at that.
You can't see him.
He's busy.
They're out there in a storm. But
we really need to talk to him.
Is that a cane?
Like yes,
a teeny, teeny, tiny cane?
Yes. It's because he's supposed to have like a hunchback. You see it?
Well, yeah, but it still seems like it should be like at least 6 inches yeah. taller.
That's where they got the idea for Igor. But I don't think Igor had a cane. I think he just had like
a weird leg
that would drag.
Yeah, like I was going to say stumble, but yeah, drag was more.
Oh. Did she not run into the cop? Oh, they had her yell at him. That is an amazing castle. So this is the first scene ever where they have the thunderous castle sounds.
Nice. It reminds me of like the golem.
Yeah.
And
it was around the same
time.
Because
it's so tall.
Yeah.
And so like
that was one of Bela Lugosi's complaints about the makeup. He said he felt and looked too much like the golem, and that was supposedly was his last straw.
Won't you go away?
I tell that to my exes all the goddamn time. This guy. Jesus. Be a little more blunt. I
believe in you. But I cannot leave you tonight. We might die in this fucking storm, dude.
Oh shit. He's gonna kill you and Yuzi.
Yes.
There it is.
We already see it. What are you looking at? Ghost?
What did he say?
Come along.
Oh, come along.
Those stairs, man.
That is really, dude.
Kudos
to... some
to
handrails.
Fritz walking up all those stairs, stooped over with that teeny
with that
tiny cane.
Little kid's cane. It's all he could afford.
To stick from a tiny tree.
He spent money on a whole fucking electrical system to bring a body back. He can't expect him to afford.
He's like, we don't have any
more
money.
Inches.
Just use
for
this ruler.
Fritz's cane.
Here's a ruler. Use this.
I'll just sand
it's
it down for you. We'll varnish
chairs.
It. It doesn't even have the rubber stop it's anymore. Just it just slides on his ass all the time. Poor Fritz. Jesus Christ. You need
Elizabeth,
to damn,
you chose
look at how he
guy.
Sat. Who's the alpha here? Oh, you too, bitch.
A moment ago, look at Fritz. Said I was crazy. I stand by it.
Don't touch that. Oh. A Tesla coil. That must have been cool to play with. Have you ever seen those videos? Sorry. There's these guys that stand on these big things and use those coils to do like, and they'll hold like wands and it'll be like.
The arcs of
yes, the arcs of bright colors. It looks really neat, but fuck that shit. You're playing with electricity. I don't trust myself.
No. The ultraviolet ray.
I'm digging this castle, man. The walls and everything.
I have gone beyond that. I have discovered the
personal space, guys.
Seriously, dude.
Into the world. Oh, and your proof? Tonight you shall have your proof. At first I experimented only with dead animals. And then a human heart.
Got it.
Kept beating for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
No. I'm going to turn that ray on that body and endow it with life. And you really believe that you can bring life to the dead? That body is not dead. It I created it.
No.
Paper mache.
Stole it. Yeah, really. Like Lego pieced a person together.
Oh, it'll be amazing.
It is.
Like The Simpsons when they did the Lego episode.
You too. Come on. I like the way he like lingers behind him, like prowling almost. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like just stalky like.
They're like, okay, now act like you're a genius, but you're totally insane. He's like,
I can I can see what she saw in him. He probably stalked her ass and was like, damn, she's hot. I need to have her. And then he found out how boring and responsible she was and was like, fuck that shit.
He's like, you don't want to do anything cool. I just want to go to this graveyard. But I thought we could go to the theater.
Right. Ugh. It's 3:30 in the morning. Seriously. It's got boobs. Oh, this is straps. Never mind.
Maybe it's just really huge pecs.
So his shoes. His shoes were called, I'm not sure, but they weighed 13 pounds
holy each. Crap.
Yeah, really.
I bet his thighs and calves got so muscular.
Really?
Walking around on those. That's kind of cool.
The lift, right?
Bye.
Where'd he go?
He's going to go play in the rain.
So, okay, the thick-soled monster's boots that he wears are known as hot asphalt boots. They were used by men who had to work with hot asphalt on roads. The soles are specially designed to resist heat.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a nice little tidbit.
Look at him. He's not even wet.
Or brown. Like, it didn't turn him black, the electricity or anything.
Like, burn him up?
Yeah. He's moving.
Ah.
Here comes the line. So I said earlier, this line is, like, one of the most famous lines ever. So that was very controversial.
The movie critics are like, what?
What did he say? the bolts that you're going to see on his neck were in reality electrodes.
Look at that pipe. It's so long.
I need it. And it's got like a little cover for the, you see it?
Yeah.
I want that.
A little bit with that hat.
Seriously, why are you wearing a fez, dude?
I have two eyes, pretty good ones in there. Well, what is it? You're quite mistaken, Baron. What's the matter with my son? What's he doing?
Ah, he's Frankenstein's dad.
Why does he go missing around an old ruined windmill when he has a decent house, a bath, good
a bath,
and a darn pretty girl to come back to?
Oh, well, thank you. Huh.
Baron, you don't understand.
I understand perfectly well. There's another woman.
Because we saw him.
Is she not wearing a bra? Did they not wear bras in the 30s? I mean, I know they've been around for a while, but was it like a rebellious thing like they do now? Some chicks are like, I don't wear a bra.
Maybe it was, is that a wedding bouquet?
Free the boob.
Maybe it's because of the dress itself. Like the way that it's.
Yeah, maybe.
Like kind of crossing like this.
What do you mean, no trouble? Probably wouldn't wear a bra with that dress. Or maybe a...
Or maybe I wouldn't wear that dress.
A bandeau, or what are those? Not bandeaus. The, like, lacy kind of top ones.
Shit.
When will the wedding be, if you please?
A bralette.
It's weird that they're talking to him.
Right?
When the chick is right there. ask her when her wedding will be.
They did put Mrs. Shelley P. Pierce. Oh my God. Sorry, guys. I got an Amber Alert.
Oh. I had to turn those off.
I thought about it, but
I was getting them for like four cities away.
Yeah, sometimes you get them from all around
Texas.
And it's
like 3:30 in the morning. I thought there was a tornado.
Yeah, sometimes it freaks me out, and I'm already a light sleeper. It's her wedding day?
I think his work is more important than his wedding.
It is way more important.
Let's just keep him away. I'll take care of her. I like the professor.
He's like sitting there celebrating.
Like even when Frankenstein was getting in his face, he still looked totally amused by him. Yeah. Like he was still his professor.
Like, I want to see. Show me your proof. Show me your assignment, your project, what you did. And then I want to read your notes.
He's like, that's cute.
And I'll give you my thoughts. And then I will criticize you. There's somebody walking by the barrage. I think it was my husband. Hopefully. You never wanted to look beyond the clouds and the stars, or to know what causes the trees to burn, and what changes the darkness into light. That's called the sun. If you talk like that big star?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sun?
It's a big ball of fire that causes trees to burn.
Yeah.
I could be a professor, guys.
You should be. A professor of dropping knowledge. Yeet, Terry. I feel like I can't get comfortable. How's that look? Does that look relaxed?
It looks very posed.
Oh, shit. The brain that was stolen from my laboratory. Ooh. Oh. Uh-oh. He's telling him that the brain he got was the bad one. Look at him. I don't give a shit. It's life.
I'm like, shit. Fritz, goddammit. After all, it's only a piece of dead tissue.
Oh, now it's a piece of dead tissue. Earlier, it didn't live before, but now it's living. I'm
astonishingly sane, Doctor. Astonishingly is the proper word for that. You. Patience, patience. I believe in this monster, as you call it.
So in her book, is he Dr. Frankenstein, or he isn't considered a doctor because he kind of went against?
He's doctor because, I mean, he
medical practice, I guess.
And he's a scientist.
Okay.
But he just went mad afterwards doing the work.
Yeah. I could see why. Yeah. I would go fucking nuts. You're like cutting up body parts to put them together to create something that shouldn't be created.
Look how short his tie is.
I know. Oh, really? Or his pants just really high up? What is going on here?
Here he comes. Oh, he's walking backwards. Somebody needs a teacher.
There he is. In all his tall glory. Look at him.
Look at those cheekbones.
So his cheekbones, he offered to tear out the latex out of it to make his face look more gaunt.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
Father?
Crazy.
Look how he's leaning.
Is he going to fall? Dude, those. No wonder he dragged his feet. The 13 pounds each fucking boot.
Maybe they're that weight to help him lean like that.
Maybe. It's insane. Sorry, guys. My husband's outside in the front yard with his friend. And his friend talks very loud. You see, it understands. Watch.
Watch what? Has he been working with him all night, or is this the first time he's seen him since? Time. So he's so confident. He's like, he's good. Check him out. Look.
Check it out. Here's some algebra. Look at his hands.
He knows this is the sun. He sees you. Yeah. See, he looks. He knows. He's learning as he goes. This is really good makeup.
Are his shoulders really that broad?
I don't think so. It's very, like, square and broad, right? Maybe. Like, shoulder pads?
Yeah.
There it is, the famous scene with the hands up. Frankenstein.
Shut out the light.
Oh, he's trying to grab the sun.
What is he trying to prove? He's like, turn off the light and then close the thing.
He wants a hug. Get over there.
Daddy. Are you my daddy?
I've read this book.
Well, we know he can walk backwards. Is he learning sign language? What does that mean? Food? More? I hate you. Kill me. Oh, no. Fire. Oh, my God.
Fritz, you ruin everything.
God damn it, Fritz. See how he slipped with this cane? See, he slipped again because the little rubber thing's gone. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fritz, he said get away from... Just... Fritz.
It's the fire.
He's putting it in his face.
I know. Like, seriously, dude.
He's jealous.
He is so jealous.
The monsters get...
Oh, you made them hurt him. Oh, now he goes.
He's still like, hey, did you mean in his face? Is that what you meant? By the way?
Get out of his face. Here.
Do you mean closer?
In the...
Burn him?
Poor guy. Look at him. Let him go.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh.
Seriously?
Dr. Frankenstein needs to get a hold of Fritz here.
Seriously. Look at, all of a sudden, Fritz's legs are better. He can whip his ass with a whip. Earlier, he needed a cane to walk 2 feet. You get in there and you take care of what you made.
Take that torch away. Fritz is an asshole.
Fritz is an asshole. He didn't need... See, no cane all of a sudden. Frankenstein, you can totally kill him. His ass.
Kill him.
That's why he's scared of fire. His dick's just putting it in his face the whole time.
What do you mean, what's
Seriously?
That?
Seriously? Did you forget about the monster?
It's Fritz. Oh, no. Could Fritz be doing something?
It's Fritz. Frankenstein.
He's like the older brother who's upset that there's a new baby in the house.
Fuck that baby. Jeez. A lot of corridors. This is a big-ass castle.
Holy shit.
He hung his ass with the whip.
Yes.
Whoa.
Why did you have to build such a large monster?
Really? Couldn't you make him a little bit smaller? And maybe not as strong? A little kid one would have been fine. You could have contained it. I don't know.
She hated Fritz. Fritz always tormented you. Well, yeah. Yeah, he did. Put yourself together. What can we do?
Kill it. How do you kill something that's already dead?
Take all the pieces back apart?
The brain? Yeah, bury them in different areas.
Put more electricity in it? Overload it?
I don't know. That would make it more powerful. Like Iron Man all.
And he's going to get like all bulky like the Hulk.
Dead iron. Oh, shit.
I thought it was a baseball bat for some reason. Found it. This will work.
You're right. That does look like it'll work. I'll open the door. You hit him.
Where? I know that he hates fire.
Hit him in the knee. Hit him in the nuts. Does Frankenstein's monster have nuts?
I wonder how detailed he was when he was building this body.
Right. Did he borrow parts for that part? Come on, buddy. How about a little compassion instead?
Right.
This is your creation. It's like your kid. You got to teach it. I mean, right now you're teaching it. Fire's bad. Oh, did you see that fucking old-ass syringe? It looks so rusted. It probably wasn't sanitized. Oh, no. You're next. You're next, Frankenstein. You're next. Oh, no. Is he killing him?
Oh, the stuff's kicking in.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, oh. Oh, he's
what?
High.
The hell?
That's me at the end of the night after the podcast on the bed.
Just waving our hands around in front of our face. I just hear this weird knocking.
Right. One time I woke up in my bed and I had like crackers and the wrapper still stuck to my leg. Apparently I was eating soup. Poor Frankenstein. He didn't ask for this. He's the victim here.
Yes. And they easily, even if it was a criminal brain.
Look how cool they made that room look.
Just depending on how they treated him when he was brought back to life, he could have been nice.
How narrow they made that window to get to that window on that one scene. This is the same year as the Golem? No.
I think the Golem was earlier.
Yeah. I was gonna say, this is really...
This guy makes the best sound.
He does.
Wow.
Look at him.
Give them a second. It's a huge-ass thing. Seriously. Like, give them time to get there.
They probably didn't hear him. They're like, we're coming! And the West Wing yelling at him. It's on delay.
He's already disturbed.
What's that?
That is a dude.
How everybody's just covering up for him. Like, oh, hey. How's it going, Mr. Dad? Mr. Frankenstein? Nah. I'm kind of worried about that big lump behind his neck. Nah. That is a cute dress. I love the dresses from this time period.
It's a lot of stairs.
That is a whole lot of stairs. Look at him. Complaining each step of the way, but he's doing it.
Elizabeth.
What happened to him?
Mister, Dr. Bradman, come quickly. I wonder what they've done to you.
Oh no, he's being so dramatic. Oh, it's all his coils and stuff. I was like, what does he have covered? Oh, no, they're going to make him a Frankenstein. He's on the bed. What are they giving him? Some morphine? Here, drink some morphine mixed with water. You'll be okay. It's like an aspirin in the 30s.
They give it to everyone.
Here, take this. It's like an aspirin. Oh, man, that's great.
That's a good idea. Thanks. I can't. I work. What will happen to the records of my experiment? We will preserve
them. And hell, I will see that it is painlessly destroyed. Yes, yes. Wait, did I hear that? Painlessly.
Ah, okay. I heard penis.
Yes, I heard penis too.
I was trying to make it fit in the
painlessly center. Destroyed. I was going through all the words in my head in that sentence, and penis did not fit in.
I was like, all
but
I
it
heard
did
was
sound like it.
his penis will be destroyed. So in this, mm-hmm. her fiance is Henry Frankenstein, and that handsome guy that mm-hmm. seems to be in love with her, his name is Victor.
Yeah.
But in the novel, the scientist's name is Victor Frankenstein.
Oh.
So it seems like they separated them out.
They split his personalities and came up with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde after that. Why not? It seems like every movie there's a love rival. You look so like intense because the lights reflect. It's, we have all the lights off just for ambiance because we have other Halloween stuff up.
Sometimes I'll be outside reading and my husband will come out and go, "You look so evil."
Her glasses reflect the most eerie,
like makes me intense look really
looking eyebrows where she just looks so like stern and mad.
I was looking at the cast.
She's looking at me, and I'm looking at her eyebrows going, "Oh, Terry, you look so sinister right now."
I was looking at the cast of characters from the book, yeah. and I finally found Elizabeth, mm-hmm. and her description is Victor's fiance and adopted sister, sometimes referred to as his cousin.
What the fuck?
I was like, this just gets worse and worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to keep looking at it. That's ridiculous.
No, these are great. That's what I love about this. We get to look these things up and tell people, like, guess what I found?
Ooh, I like her hat.
Look at her dog. What is that?
Which one?
Is there two?
There's one here and then two. One over to the side.
They're laying down ass to ass. Look at her hat. She looks so elegant. If I wore that, people would laugh at me and be like, who's she trying to be? Something's wrong with her.
I couldn't think of anything else.
Henry, you're not to think of those things anymore.
Yes, Henry. It's all over. Where's Frankenstein? Locked in his basement still? I mean, the monster?
I think he killed the professor.
Let's make it soon.
Did he?
The professor was leaning on him and he grabbed him by the neck.
Oh, shit. Kisses.
And they're like, now's a good time to make our exit.
Right.
For three generations.
Look at that.
These orange blossoms have been worn at our weddings.
Oh, that's nice.
Your great-grandfather wore this, Henry.
And how he has it encased in, like, that pretty glass.
And here's one to make the best man look still better. Thank you. 30 years ago.
Her other love interest is the best man?
That's nice. Fun. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Who was the bachelor entertainment for the bachelorette party? Him or him? I want to delve into her story. That is a huge, I mean, a very long bottle of wine. He does make the best noises.
Here's a help to a son of the House of Frankenstein.
House of Frankenstein. Cheers.
He doesn't look terribly excited.
Young Frankenstein. He's too worried about his monster. He doesn't care about the wedding right now. Oh, get the staff. Do it. Hell yes. Yeah. Ain't nothing like a staff party. He's like, hell yeah, I get to party with all these bitches later. This is going to be the best. Don't worry, I'll sneak in another bottle.
Oh, they only got to take one. Oh, this chick chugged hers. But they only got to take like a sip before they put it down. She's like, he's coming quick.
Like that.
Drink it.
I would have already chugged like three down the line before he got to me.
Start grabbing them off the tray.
Everybody's putting them down. You're going to drink that? Drink, drink, drink. I'm ready for work.
This looks way more fun than my wedding.
This just looks way more fun, period.
It's extraordinary how friendly you can make a lot of people on a couple of bottles of beer. Tomorrow they'll all be fighting.
This is the coolest old man.
I know. I was like, he seems like a fun dad to have.
I want to hang out with him. I want to go to his parties, mingle with his people, and stay away from his son.
Right. Look at this dude. He's super, super tall. And the dude next to him, like, is that dude
super small? Jesus. Where is this? What period are they? Or
it makes me think of like Holland.
Yeah,
like
I want to say Holland or Poland.
Because I don't think their accent is British.
No, no.
It seems something else.
To Google. I'm digging it though. Oh no. He walked. There she is, little Maria.
So as much of the story takes place in Switzerland.
Oh,
okay. At least the book.
Daddy, won't you stay and play with me a little while?
Look at that kitty.
So this little girl, Maria.
Hi, Daddy.
Goodbye. Be a good girl now.
Marilyn Harris. She was so amazing on set. Everybody praised her because they would work long hours or whatever, and she was always so good and never, like, complained. They were so worried that she was going to be so scared of him. And when they all went to the cars and he was in full makeup, she walked up to him and asked him if he wanted to ride down to the location together.
Nice.
And he was, like, so overwhelmed. And he was like, yeah. And they rode. And I think they said it was, like, a 20-minute drive. The entire 20-minute drive, just talking and giggling and being, you know, laughing. So they were, like, really worried about that. But she did this scene so many times and, like, never complained. And, yeah, they just, like, really praised her. Even when she was tired, she requested... The director was like, I'll give you whatever you want. And she was like, okay. And she did the final scene, which is the scene they filmed. And she requested a dozen boiled eggs. That was her favorite snack.
You have those, and I'll have these.
Okay.
I love your hands. I'm going to eat them. They're little ringlets. That's cute.
Right?
See how mine floats?
So she's like the first one that actually shows him kindness and gentle and, you know.
Yeah.
Joy. What other emotions are in there?
Compassion.
Compassion.
She's just treating him like a person, like a regular person.
He
wants her to float like the flowers.
Just tossed her ass.
It clearly doesn't mean any harm by it.
No, he thought like the flower, toss her in, she'll float. He just doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Those dances, where are the Griswolds? Look how agile these guys are. Just the no. I have a hard time walking. Much less dancing. I can sit dance my ass off though.
Huh.
But standing.
So is this part of the wedding or is it just like a street carnival type thing?
The town in general knows that there is a wedding going on and they're just outside celebrating themselves. I mean, it was 1930s. It was like, hey, they're getting married. Let's go over there and celebrate outside. And the dad obviously was like buying them beer and like, hey, Mr. Frankenstein, look at her dress.
What do you mean?
Holy crap, that's a long-ass train.
Oh,
It's covering all of her.
Get out.
Get out, ladies. Jesus.
What is it? Bad luck. She saw him. He saw her before the wedding. It's just like a long veil,
yeah,
like draped across the back of her head, and then
it's like almost like a hat, and yeah, then it goes all the way down. There's nothing the
matter. It's nice.
It is nice, I guess. I wouldn't wear
it. I wouldn't wear it, but it looks really nice on her. Where's Dr. Bellman? Why is he late for the wedding? Oh, he's always late. He'll be here soon.
Something is going to happen. I feel it. Dear.
I can't get it out of my mind.
You're just nervous. All the excitement and preparation.
No, no, it isn't that. I felt it all day. Something is coming between us.
What is it? And his name is Victor.
Victor is pretty hot.
When she says, I know it, she means, I hope.
If I had to pick between this guy and Victor, Victor would have won by far.
Victor. He's not insane.
Seems to have shit together, you know?
Seems to be, you know, he cares for her.
And he's got great eyebrows. I mean, this guy's got good ones, but Victor's eyebrows are just on point. You know, he brushes those things.
How beautiful you look. Oh, he is sweet, though. He just looks kind of evil, though.
But every girl likes the bad guy, so. There he is, with his beautiful eyebrows.
Oh, shit.
He locked her in.
Really? He could have at least let her ladies in the room. Look at their hats. They're nice.
Who farted? Oh, no. It's Frankenstein. He came back.
He was really upset that he did not get an invitation to the wedding.
He's not the best man.
That's like, you didn't even tell me you were getting married.
I could have thrown the flowers. I practiced with a little girl.
Thanks a lot. Oh. Nice. That was good.
But you denied me that. So now she's dead. And it's all your fault.
What the hell is going on in the house?
I don't know. Are they looking for him? Fucked.
Yeah, they're trying to find him, but this house is all messed up.
He's on the other upstairs, not this upstairs. Oh, look at her. I'm wedding. This veil.
Can you imagine trying to pace there with that veil?
I would have
I'd be all wrapped up in it.
Tripped on the floor like a cocoon.
It's like between your legs.
Looks like a spider's going to eat you.
Right? You're in a web. You can't move. You just fall over flat.
Where is she? They think you ran. They go upstairs and check. You're like fucking wrapped up. Help.
She's like, I just need a rest.
She does not. Oh, oh.
Ow. She always puts her hand by her cheek when she screams. That's how she screams.
Throw the flowers at him.
He loves flowers.
Oh, shit. And he locked the door. And I bet he loses the key on the way there. Oh, no. Move out of the way. Oh, no. Did he kill her?
Oh, is she dead?
She's dead. Bride of Frankenstein? She's dead. Oh, no, she's alive.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a little girl.
I was hoping she could swim and maybe the water wasn't that deep.
I hate to break up your party while my kid drowned because of this monster. She's passing through. Poor little girl. Oh, no.
Aw.
I don't want to see that. A little kid. Everybody looks so, like, good time, and then it just stops. Good time, and then stops. See it?
Yeah.
My gosh.
As they notice.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, my God.
Where's he taking her? Home?
I think to the castle. He's going to go and...
But he has no way of knowing what happened. He wasn't there.
He wasn't.
She could have just fallen
Maybe he's taking her to like the town square or something. It's making an... Oh, the police station?
Is that... No, they're going to the Frankenstein's house.
Oh, yeah. Where's the little girl? Oh, he has her down there. Maria. No, no.
My poor man. Why'd you bring her here to me? She's been murdered.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Everyone's so quick Maria, to agree.
Good like, job. Yeah, good job playing dead. Excuse me. Who did it?
Okay, so I guess that was the police station, yeah. Not the Frankenstein house.
The sheriff's house, the mayor, the head, the king. I don't know. Look at his pants. What is going on with the floofy on the knees? What is that?
You should have been dressed more like your best man. Look at those pinstripes.
Wait a minute. Is that his wedding?
Earlier, he looked like he was dressed the same. They both had the same coat.
Is that his, like, after wedding going on our honeymoon? What is he wearing?
I leave her in your care. Whatever happens, you understand? In your care.
I understand.
He's like, I'll just stay here then.
I accept this responsibility. Stay as long as you need out of the house.
I'll take care of her. I'll take good care of her. He's like, oh shit. Fuck it. See that stance? Oh, he's going to go and be in the search party. He knows who did it.
That's why he's trying to find his monster. Because he knows who did it.
What's he going to try and save him?
Probably. Or maybe since the professor wanted to kill him, so maybe he's going to decide, okay.
You're right, let's kill him.
I should probably kill him.
Yeah. He is a blasphemy. All that's my basset hound all day, every day. The deepest howls ever.
Oh. Wow. It's a really tight-knit community.
It is.
Everybody came together for this.
Right? What do you think their population in their little village is?
300?
300?
Maybe. And like all the men banded together.
Like what? 60% men, 40% women?
Maybe.
Oh, I can't handle the dogs. Can we not have the barking of the dogs? Frankenstein Mount Hills, Terry. Frankenstein. Everybody split up. Look at this guy. I'm coming. Hold on. Wait for me.
I was part of your group.
On the boat.
They're standing.
Are they pulling it? They're really paddling fast.
The one dude's paddling.
I think somebody's pulling on the other side.
They have to be. They're really pretty fast. Equidistant from each other.
Yeah. They're like, we can't have you guys crashing into each other. It's dangerous. And they really are searching.
It's nice to see a community band together like that.
Yeah. Come on, boys. Get them.
Will you search, sir? Grace, come with me. They literally just said, boys, keep together. Yeah. And then he told them to split up.
Vigilante style. Climb these rocks. They're very dangerous, but still. There he is. Oh, no. He didn't mean to. He thought she was a flower.
That's kind of nice, though.
Right? He didn't know she couldn't swim. I mean, she was like 11. Oh, no. What happened to him? He just ran into a rock and is pretending he's lying. He went that way. I hit his chest really hard. No, you didn't.
Oh, they missed him. He's so huge.
He's hiding. Is that him with the... Oh, no. This guy's arms, he's just wailing them around.
You're supposed to be leading the group. Really? You're not very good at this.
He's the one that broke off from them. The dogs are just going crazy. This cop's just... They're taking him for a walk. He thinks they're searching.
They're just like, there's food up here. Their group is so much smaller now.
I know, right? They started with like a few hundred men and now are down to...
Like, what, eight?
A group of four everywhere out of the 100.
Push him off a cliff.
There he is. Remember me, Dad. I'm not scared of your stupid fire anymore. I don't think he's scared of the
fire anymore.
Throw his ass over. 1, 2, 3. Toss.
The what is dying?
In here. Throw his ass up.
Oh, no.
No, he said it's Frankenstein.
Oh.
Oh, he just straight up landed on that torch.
On the fire.
And did
okay.
not catch.
He's got those floofy pants that have air in them, so he won't catch on fire. Or maybe
there you
they
go.
Got patches of water, secret patches of water in them. He's like, I'm throwing you over just for wearing those pants.
He's
going to put on the clothes and pretend he's Dr. Frankenstein.
That's
and
why
throw
everyone
his ass
calls
behind
him.
A rock.
Oh, no, puppies. Oh, nice. That worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
So, oh, they're going to catch it on fire?
Yeah.
Well, Frankenstein's in there. Where'd they get that?
From the water.
Just
so
a random
the
tree.
Set design of the windmill sequence was inspired by a building in Los Angeles that housed a local bakery, Vanda Camp, which displayed a large windmill as its corporate logo.
Oh.
All right.
I thought you were going to say it was a windmill. I was like, that sounds amazing.
That would have been cool. Like, what?
Guys, I need to talk to my dad. Just go away.
Just leave us alone. It's a family thing. You wouldn't understand.
Should I have some privacy?
What? Dad, I just want to talk to you. It's like, come here.
This isn't a game.
Hug me. I just need you to love me.
I just
me.
Need some love.
Throw his ass over.
Whoa, is he just going to jump
yeah.
off the windmill?
And they're going to think he did it. He's like, no, not on my watch. Or either that or he's going to say, here, I'll give you a boost. Let me show you how to really go over this.
I just want to talk. Can you tell me you're proud of me?
I love you. I love you. I said I love you. God damn it. Just say it back. I love you.
Whoa. There he goes.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. He is so broken and dead.
Oh, he's moving.
He's alive? What? No. Yes, let's move him around after he fucking...
Let's puncture something with one of these broken ribs he's bound
Jesus.
To have after landing on that thing.
Seriously.
Oh, they're all going to take him?
Yeah.
They're not going to stay for the monster that they all went through all that stuff
There's
for?
There's no... He's like,
You
Go
guys
away.
Don't understand.
Oh, no. They're like, light this fucker up. Light up this fucker. That's bullshit. I call bullshit on this scene because you know if you make fires, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, that windmill, though, looks really
it does
old.
Look
it's like
really old,
old
and dry.
Wood, so it's probably super dry.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
It burned him.
I think his fear of fire has come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Is he playing the drums?
That's him going, for God's sake, I just wanted to talk to my dad. I can't get a
break. Why, Dad? Why? All you had to say was, I love you.
Oh, no.
Run through a wall.
This is kind of amazing. No. This
is a really great
considering
scene.
Considering it's
1930. Yeah, no shit.
Because, I mean, you see all the people there. Mm-hmm. I don't know they could do the kind of effects.
I wonder if it was like a model. And, fuck, I don't know how they did that.
Looks amazing.
I'm digging this corridor. They're still tipsy from the other night. They're like,
let's get some more wine.
Everybody's still sipping the bottle. Everybody take a quick chug before we open the door. Mm-hmm. Oh, they think that, oh.
Where was all this? What do you want, man? What's this?
He's like, did you mean me?
Me? By Frankenstein? I mean, that is me after all.
Oh, no. I guess he's going to take it to his son. Nope, nope. No, he's not.
But I do. To the house of Frankenstein,
to the
Terry.
House of Frankenstein.
Cheers. Dink.
So, I don't think I've ever seen any of the sequels.
Neither have I.
But I'm assuming it's the same monster, but your sequels all say Frankenstein and.
Yeah.
Which would make it seem like it would be the scientist and whatever, but it's obviously going to be more about the monster. So, is there a new monster, or does this monster survive the fire somehow?
And has sex and creates a baby monster? Who turns into the new monster?
Honestly, I think I would be more impressed with them creating.
Or the monster learns Dr. Frankenstein's method and makes his own monster, and that's how it becomes Son of Frankenstein, because he created it.
Could be. I mean, I'm assuming
we just
he
need
makes,
to watch the movie.
He makes Son of Frankenstein with the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yes.
Which I would be more impressed if he were to make a woman who is able to actually conceive a baby, because women have so much more weird shit inside.
That would
be
cool.
To be able to care. If he was able to make a woman who has all that working stuff, like, damn, Dr. Frankenstein, you are amazing.
The anatomy of Dr. Frankenstein.
But I've never seen any of those. But clearly he didn't die in this fire because...
Well, they don't show it.
Yeah.
They just show him trapped. So, and they show Dr. Frankenstein in a room recovering. So maybe he does survive. They both survive.
Maybe he decides to try again and make a new one.
And make
one,
a different one. Yeah. And
that's... With a better brain that's not criminal and with no Fritz around to fuck everything up.
Stupid Fritz. Always ruining everything.
Nobody likes you, Fritz. That's why you were
with
killed.
With your 6-inch cane. It was just a chair with no
I'm telling you, it was a chair leg. Nub. He was just like, I liked it. It was
good. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was interesting. I really liked the set design. It was really cool. The way they made his castle look and the dungeon. Using the Tesla, like, it was good. It was well done. Oh, I'm so drunk. But let us know
what you thought
about Frankenstein and how drunk you got on Frankenstein. You can email us at drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can message us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, /.
I don't know what you were about to say, Slasher.
You can listen to us on a lot of different platforms.
Stitcher, yes. Apple Podcast, Google, Amazon.
Or just Google us. Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Goonies never say die. Chows. Oh my god. It was a fun movie to do, though. I did enjoy it.
You can knock that off the list.
Done. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Well, I still got like the burn on my glands.